Al-Qaeda linked militants in Iraq are asking the locals in the western city of Fallujah to help them in their fight against the government. The plea for help comes as the Iraqi army and the Sunni tribesmen continue their fight against the militants in the rest of Anbar province. Anti-regime protesters have once again hit the streets in Bahrain to demand the release of political prisoners. Demonstrators also chanted slogans against the regime and called for the downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime. Bahrain has been hit with almost daily pro-democracy rallies since February 2011. The Syrian army continues operations against terrorist groups in different parts of the country. Army forces have killed scores of insurgents, including two Saudi nationals in Homs province. Government forces also destroyed a number of militant hideouts in Daraa and Homs provinces and confiscated caches of weapons. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has expressed concern over the rising number of mass executions in Syria. Navi Pillay says the executions, which are carried out by extremist groups, could amount to war crimes. Pillay's comments come amid ongoing fighting between Al-Qaeda-linked groups and other foreign-backed militants. British media reveal that serving police officers have been using their positions for illegal gains. Reports say officers have been found guilty of nearly 200 crimes during the past 3 years. Reports also add that Metropolitan Police Department has reinstated nearly half of the convicted officers. Turkey has removed several prosecutors from a corruption probe targeting the government. The chief prosecutor and five of his deputies in Istanbul, where the corruption inquiry has been based, are among those who've been removed. The move is seen as an attempt by the government to tighten controls on the judiciary. U.S. police have arrested three people in connection with a wildfire near Los Angeles, California. The fire has already destroyed hundreds of hectares of forest and forced nearly 2,000 people to flee their homes. Hundreds of firefighters have been called in to contain the raging blaze. Ukraine's parliament has passed an anti-protest legislation that the law allows authorities to jail those who take part in protests for up to 15 days. The legislation comes amid ongoing demonstrations against the government. The tough measure has sparked the opposition's outrage.